grace, grace and peace. Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today, I welcome you to join me. Today, I want to talk about transformational healing and how transformational healing begins with you. And today, I want to begin this message by telling you how beautiful you are. Today, I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God custom designed you. Everything about you is beautiful. Everything about you is unique. Everything about you is dynamic. And when God thought about you, he knew everything that you was going to do. You see, God knew your accomplishments. God knew your failures. God knew your hurt, your pain, your disappointments. But he also knew that it was a part of your transformational healing. What are the issues going on with you today? What are those areas of your heart where you have been wounded, you have been hurt, you have been disappointed? This past week, I've been talking about humiliation, put downs, being embarrassed. And we have all been there. Sorry about that. We have all been there. We have all experienced being put down, being looked down on, being talked about. People have laughed in our face. Ha, ha, ha. You're never going to amount to anything. But guess what? Transformational healing. We have two choices: to accept the painful, harmful things that people say to us, or to reject it. And, you know, eloquently speaking, I like to keep it real. And sometimes when people say stuff about us, we get upset and we want to defend ourselves. And sometimes it may sting, it may hurt for the moment, but once we really take our time and look at the truth, we see that the truth doesn't line up with the painful things or the actions, painful things that people say to us or painful things that happen to us. And ultimately, we have a choice to accept it or to reject it. So I'm going to be recapping a couple of things that I've been going over this the past couple of months, because we're still talking about removing the dross. And we're going to be dealing with some of those addictive behaviors that have contributed to our cycle of hurt and pain, where we rehearse things and we meditate on what's been done wrong and we neglect the things that are going right. So the topic of discussion today is transformational healing begins with you. So what are the areas of your heart, your mind, your body, your soul that you would like to change? Now, I have one scripture that I want to share with you today, and it's found in Romans, the 12th chapter, the first and the second verses. And it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And verse 2 is right there. It is right there in verse 2. Stay with me. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." I love that scripture. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So today I want to touch base on the damaged areas of your mind, the damaged areas of your emotions. You know, when we deal with our soul consists of our mind, our will, and our intellect. And a lot of times we tend to hang out in that soulish realm and we rehearse all of the hurt. We rehearse all of the pain. We rehearse all of the put downs. We rehearse everything that's ever been done to us in the negative. And we don't think about all of the positive things, all of the wonderful things that God is doing in our lives. And if, oh, I'm getting so excited because you know what? When we learn better, we do better. The purpose of this message is to let you know that transformational healing is available to you today. And it starts with your mind. When you're ready to accept change, you will become the change that you desire to be. When you are ready to stop the hurt and the pain, let me tell you something. It's all about a choice. Nelson Mandela, he was put down. He was humiliated. He was embarrassed so many times. And through it all, he chose to maintain a positive attitude. And I'm not saying he didn't get upset at different times. He probably did. But ultimately, he made decisions that was going to promote transformational healing and transformational change. And dig this, he didn't do it just for him. He did it for you and you and you. He did it for me. And he didn't just do it for South Africa. Everybody in this world today that has ever been blessed by the ministry, the life of Nelson Mandela. Let me tell you something. Victory, hope, change, transformational change, transformational change. And it all begins with love. How well do you love you today? God loves you. And I love you. I am so proud of you. I see so much goodness in you. Most of your life, people been telling you all of the bad things about you, all of the things that you can't do, and all of the people that laughed at you and said, aha, aha. Let me tell you something. Use it for your glory. Turn it around. Turn all of those negatives into positive. Take all of that mess, ball it all up together, and you turn it into a message. And you transform your life and you take authority over your life and you take authority over your mind. What do you spend your time thinking about? What do you spend your time talking about? Do you encourage yourself or do you discourage yourself? Do you speak negative words to yourself? Let me break this down to you. When you speak negative words to yourself, when you say, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have this, I don't have that. The word of God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. So there are times that we will attempt to do something and we may not succeed, but it doesn't mean that we can't do it. So take that failure back to the drawing board and you start over again. Every day that we wake up and see another day, it's a new day to make a new decision, to make a new choice, to change something that we did wrong yesterday. But as we continue to talk about transformational healing, what are the areas of your mind that needs to be transformed? What are those areas where you go round and round in circles and you make the same mistakes, you make the same decisions, and you're kind of stuck in this pattern and you're afraid to make a new decision that will remove you from that cycle that you're familiar with? That cycle that has traumatized you, that cycle that has stolen your joy. And for those of you that have embraced the lies of the enemy, it even stole your identity. You stop being who you are, the beautifully, wonderfully, fearfully created you. You see, when God made you, God said that you were good. Everything that God said, He said it's good. So I just want to dislodge the lie today and help you embrace your identity in Christ Jesus. I just want to help you see you through God's eyes. And I want you to see you through my eyes, because you are a good thing and you are beautiful. And I want to give you the opportunity to turn the put downs, the humiliation, the embarrassment, all of it. Make that cake today. You know, when we bake a cake, we put in the flour, the butter, the sugar, the flavoring. I don't bake cake, so I don't know all of the ingredients. But I do know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you put those ingredients together, you will get a cake. Now, when it comes down to the negative things that has happened to us, stay with me, because they are ingredients. They are ingredients that will make you or break you. They are ingredients that will build you up or tear you down. You see, it's all about choices. I've been put down. I've been talked about. I've been embarrassed. I've been humiliated. I've been discarded like a piece of trash, and it didn't feel good. But look at me now. Do I look like I care about what people said to me and what people did to me? You see, I was like Nelson Mandela. I'm going to use him first, but then I'm going to go to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, because ultimately he was the one that taught me about transformational healing. But he gave me the wisdom to share about Nelson Mandela and the put downs and the embarrassment and the humiliation that he went through, because it's something that we can relate to. When they placed him in jail behind those prison doors, they imprisoned him, yes. But in his mind up here, he was free, because Nelson Mandela, he was lined up with God's word that says, can two walk together except they agree? He believed that he was free. He never saw himself as a prisoner. He never embraced the prison mentality. So Nelson Mandela, he endured, he persevered. He made many sacrifices, like we all do. So I just want to remind you today of the sacrifices that you have made. And I want to remind you today of every single time, like Nelson Mandela, when you humbled yourself and you let them say what they said about you, but you held your head up high. You might have cried walking away. And let me tell you something. There was one time when I was embarrassed so bad, and I was in front of a room full of people. I was actually in a courthouse, and my landlords, we were in court. And they treated me so bad, and they lied on me. And then the landlord started talking about my baby daddy. And this is exactly what he said. I felt like I was in Jerry Springer court. This is eloquently speaking, and we're going to keep this 100% real. So he started talking about my baby daddy that didn't have anything to do with anything. And what amazed me was the judge didn't stop him. And the whole entire courtroom, they laughed at me. But I stood there and I stood up tall, but you could see the tears rolling down my cheeks. And I said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And I made a decision right there and then to reject the lies of the enemy. And I made a decision to forgive my landlord for using our legal situation to humiliate me, to dishonor me, and to discredit me. But when it was all done and said, Jehovah Gabor, he fought that battle for me and I won. And let me tell you something, being humiliated is the worst feeling in the world. But if I would have ran away and balled up in the knot and cried and stayed there, guess what? I wouldn't be here today doing what I do, doing what I love to do. Transformational healing, it started with me. And it started with a decision to love me and to take care of me. So for all of the lies that I believed, I had to come out of agreement with those lies. And I chose to come into agreement with the word of God. And I was able to walk with God. And the more I walked with God, the stronger I got. The more I kept my mind stayed on God, he kept me in perfect peace. So part of transformational healing, it begins with your mind and your thought process. And I want to go back to the soul for a moment, because a lot of times we hang out in the soulless realm and we just think about the negative things, and when we don't think about the positive things. And it takes time. When we talk about addictive behaviors, a lot of times we talk about drugs, we talk about alcohol, we talk about sex, gambling. But addictive behavior begins with how you think, how you process things. And David said in Psalms 51 and verse 10, he said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit." Why would he say, "Create in me, renew in me a right spirit"? Well, David knew that at times he was operating in a wrong spirit. And then particularly in this scripture in Psalms 51, which is a psalm of repentance, David knew that he was wrong with sinning with Bathsheba. He committed adultery with her. But not only did he commit adultery, he placed her husband on the hottest part of the fire so that he can be killed. So David committed murder. And although the Bible doesn't tell us, David was embarrassed by his actions. And David was humiliated. Why? Because David loved God. David loved God with all of his heart. And when David was wrong, he always, always apologized and told God he was sorry. He didn't run and hide. He stood accountable for his actions. So what does that have to do with transformational healing, Stacy? Why are you bringing David up? Why are you bringing up the spirit of truth and the spirit of error? Good question. I'm glad that you asked. The purpose of the spirit of error is to cause you to err, is to cause you to go astray. It's to mislead you. It's to seduce you into believing the lies of the enemy. When someone humiliates you, when someone puts you down, 9 times out of 10, that person is jealous of you. That person is envious of you. And that person sees something in you that they don't want to see you come into the fullness of. They don't want you to be all that you can be. And that's why I tell you all of the time, shine your shine. When people hurt you, you have a choice to accept what they say or to reject what they say. And a lot of times it hurts. And a lot of times we want to defend ourselves. But the Holy Spirit is your minister of defense. You don't have to defend yourself. And I hear somebody saying, "Well, I'm not going to let nobody walk over on me." Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves. I have allowed people to walk over me so many times. And it got to the point where I said, God, you know, why do I always have to humble myself? Why do I always have to turn the other cheek? And Jesus turned the other cheek. When they spit on Jesus, when they beat him beyond recognition, he was covered in blood. He didn't defend himself. When they laughed at him, when they mocked him, Jesus didn't defend himself. And since this is eloquently speaking and we keep it 100% real, I could only use myself as an example. When you read my writings, you always read the words, my private pain for public profit. So in my sacrifice, I said, God, use me for your glory. See, I opened up with Romans 12 and 1. When I started the message, I started out with Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. So when I made up my mind that I love God and that I wanted to live my life for him, I had to address my mind because I was hanging out in the soulless realm. All I knew was the hurt and the pain. But I would peep out into the sunshine and the light every now and then. But I was overwhelmed by the hurt and pain, just like some of you are. And the purpose of this message is to let you know that hope is on the horizon. I had to make a choice to change my thought process, to change my words, to change the things that I was saying. And I had to make a decision to come out of a lie, out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, and come into agreement with the truth of God's word. And it's the truth of God's word that set me free. So I began to practice what God said. And I began to put on the whole armor of God. And the first piece that I want to talk about is the helmet of salvation. Because the helmet of salvation protects our mind. And I want to encourage you to guard your mind today. The reason I said my private pain for public profit, when I made a decision to follow Jesus Christ with all of my heart, all of my flaws, all of my imperfections, you see, I'm not perfect. I encourage a lot of people day in and day out. And sometimes I can minister to a person and they are so filled, they are so uplifted. And guess what? I have my own issues. I have my own hurt and pain. I go through things just like you go through things, but I choose to follow the biblical principles of God's word. So I'm here today to remind you that transformational healing, it begins with you. What do you want for you? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, "Thou will keep him in I will keep him in perfect peace." And I'm paraphrasing. God wants you to know, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me and trust me. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths." So God led you to this video today because transformational healing is taking place with you, whether you believe it or not, whether you feel it, whether you see it with your natural eyes. I'm telling you today, transformational healing is taking place because I hear your cries. Many of you, you don't say words, but those unspoken words, God allowed people like me. I'm not the only one, but I love God very much and I love his people. So God, let me hear your cries today. So that's why I'm here. And God wants you to know that from his holy hills that he heard your cries. For that man that has been afraid to cry. For that lady that has just been crying and you can't stop crying. So many different cries. God hears. And your transformational healing, it starts right here, right now, by simply making a choice to hold your head up high and to lift your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, because all of your help comes from God. Take all of the negatives and turn them into positives. Jesus, he died on the cross for the remission of our sins. Everything we ever did wrong, everything we ever said wrong, and everything, we will ever do wrong. Jesus died for us. He died for that man that was humiliated on the job. Jesus died for all of my black brothers that are in the hands of, and let me change my words, because they're not in the hands of the police that brutally attack and kill them. See, life and death is in the power of the tongue, but many of my African American brothers are facing levels of racism that is very humiliating. And they receive so many put downs. Now, I started out with my African American brothers because that's what is real to me. I see what my brothers go through on a daily basis. They are humiliated. They are embarrassed. They are put down all the time. And that has turned into a stronghold that needs to be broken in Jesus' name. If we hear something long enough, if we talk about something long enough, if we rehearse it long enough, we will believe it. We will embrace it. The police do not have control over African American men. And the police do not have control over men of color. Because my Latino brothers, they go through just as much persecution as my African American brothers, but we don't hear about it on the level that we hear about the African American men. And this is not about racism, but I'm talking about humiliation. So to all of my brothers, I don't care what color you are, to all of my brothers that's been humiliated, you've been embarrassed, you've been put down, even in relationships, you made some mistakes, and the mother of your children, maybe your wife, maybe your mother, your sister, your auntie, I don't know, and I don't care. But they could not find positive words to say to you. And it killed your spirit. And it caused you to come out of agreement with the word of God. And you began to doubt God. And you walked away from God. You said, I had enough of this God stuff. Well, God still loves you. And you have gone as far as you are going to go today. Because today is the day of divine reversals. God heard your cry. God heard your silent tears. No more humiliation. No more embracing the put downs and the lies that people have spoken to you about you. No more self-imposed curses. No more telling yourself what you can't do. No more telling yourself that you're ugly. No more telling yourself that you can't run that business. No more telling yourself that you can't reconcile with your wife. Stop talking yourself out of your blessing. Start speaking life to you. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And God's word says, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Sometimes that can be a confusing scripture, because you know what? Things do happen and it does hurt. Isaiah 54 and verse 17 says that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. But guess what? Weapons form all of the time. And the worst weapon is verbal abuse. The worst weapon is speaking death to a person through negative words that tear them down versus building them up. Now, as believers, we are supposed to edify one another. We are supposed to love one another. We are supposed to encourage one another. But we are known for tearing each other down. And that needs to stop. And so I want to take this opportunity to encourage men today that have been humiliated in the courtroom. Men that have been put down in the courtroom. You pay your child support, but then she decides if you can see or can't see your children. God is not pleased with that. But you haven't been responding to it in a manner which is going to allow God to step into your situation and promote transformational healing. So today, I want you to forgive her. And today, I want you to forgive the judge and everyone associated with it. And if you know this message is for you and you need assistance in the courtroom, then you reach out to me. If you need assistance with filing for custody, if you need assistance with filing for support, if your payments are too high and you really can't afford it. See, I'm talking about real issues. Eloquently speaking, it's for real people with real issues, with real problems that are looking for real solutions. And yes, ladies, I'm talking about the men for a moment, but that's the mandate on my life. That's the mission that God has given to me. And I'm going to do it with a spirit of excellence. I love all of my sisters. I do. Some of y'all really been like asking me, why am I always talking about the men? Well, our men, ladies, have been beat down. Our African American kings, they've been beat down. They've been talked down. They are hurting. They need us to restore them. And how do we restore them? We restore them by forgiving them. We restore them by respecting them. We restore them by honoring them. Yes, they hurt you. Yes, they made mistakes. But it's time for the transformational healing to take place. In the beginning process of the healing process, it starts with forgiveness. And my heart hurts. I know I started this message smiling, but there are too many men that are contemplating suicide because they've been beat down so bad and they can't get a job, and the job that they're working on, they can't be all that they want to be. You see, they're more than qualified to get the higher paying job. But because of the color of their skin, they make enough just to make ends meet and they are struggling. And what about the man that's being abused, that's being misused? And it works both ways, because we have women that are being used and women that are being abused. And men, you need to apologize to her. And I'm asking you today, every negative word that you said about her, everything that you said to her that killed her spirit, that hurt her deeply, transformational healing take place right here, right now. All you have to do is humble yourself. Call her up. If you're not in position to call her up, send her a text message. Send her a card in the mail. We all make mistakes. And it's time to turn our mistakes into miracles. God is a God of miracles. And He wants to heal you today. Everywhere you hurt. So, transformational healing begins with you. What do you want for yourself? Are you willing to be the sacrifice? Are you willing to give up something so that you can receive what you need? You see, Nelson Mandela, when he was behind those prison bars, he sacrificed seeing his family. But they did allow them to visit him, and they was very special moments. But he made a decision that he knew could place him in prison, that would separate him from his family. You see, he made a sacrifice. He became a sacrifice, and it extended outside of his family. What Nelson Mandela did, it went all around the world. It went all around the globe. And the point I'm making is, he was in prison, but he was not a prisoner. Are you willing to be a sacrifice today? Are you willing to deny yourself today? And I'm not saying be a floor mat where people can walk over you and take advantage of you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm asking you, are you willing to forgive yourself? And are you willing to forgive those that have hurt you, so that the healing process can begin? I pray that something said today has blessed you, has encouraged you. And I can't end without going back to that soulless realm for a moment. If you know that in your mind, the trauma, the crisis, the hurt, the pain, the betrayal, the rape, the abuse, the gambling, the drugs, the alcohol, whatever it is, whatever has affected your mind and has you in this cycle of just rehearsing it over and over, and you really want to break free, excuse me, then I want you to reach out to me, because I want to pray for you. I want to pray for men that are looking to get back on top. And I want to pray for women that desire to go in a new direction. I believe in you. I see greatness in you. And as I have my hands on my head, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying with you. And I'm in agreement with what God said. It doesn't matter what your situation is like. Everybody that's listening to me, that's watching this video, your situation has changed today because I prayed for you, and I'm going to continue praying for you. And God is touching somebody right now. God is touching your heart. And I encourage you to just yield. That's the Holy Spirit that you feel. Just surrender. Let him have his way. Let your tears fall. Go ahead and cry. Because God is touching you. Transformational healing is taking place. And God is healing your mind. God is healing your emotions. God is touching your heart. And he is creating in you a clean heart. And he is renewing in you a right spirit. And you are going to walk with him. God, I thank you for what you are doing today. I thank you for transformational healing in the lives of your people. I thank you for restoring relationships today. I thank you for restoring marriages today. I thank you, Father, for restoring mindsets today. And I thank you most of all for allowing people to think right and accurately about you, so that they can think right and accurately about themselves. Now, Father, you said that if I ask anything in your name, that you would do it for me. And I ask in Jesus' name, God, that the person that has the deepest unmet need, that is hard for them to trust you, and they are guarded and they want to, but they're so afraid. I'm asking you to destroy the works of the enemy in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear, and I loose the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And I roll away the stone. I roll away the stone. And I command you to come forth in the name of Jesus. Today is the turning point of your breakthrough. And you don't have to carry that hurt no more. You don't have to carry that pain no more, because Jesus rolled away the stone. And God is just waiting for you. So God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Now that God has your attention, I encourage you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all of these things can be added unto you. In Jesus' name, I love you all, and I am seriously praying for you, and I'm praying with you, and I'm still holding on to my mind. I had my hat on. It's cold. I love the fall. But this hat, it represents the helmet of salvation. Guard your mind. Protect your mind. Protect your heart with the breastplate of righteousness. God is doing a great work in you, and all of the hurt, all of the pain is going to make sense after a while. And as I close, there's a scripture that says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And all of your tears, God has collected them in the transformational healing that's taking place in you right now. Some of you, you're cashing in those tears. And I feel so much joy now. The heaviness broke. There's power in prayer. A lot of times when I ask you guys, do you have a prayer request? Write it in the comments. I really do pray for people. And I really do love you. And I'm rejoicing because many people received their breakthroughs today. And God, I thank you. God, I praise you. So thank you for joining me. God bless you. And to all of my men, all of my brothers around the globe, especially my African-American brothers, y'all about to rise up. And I've been saying this for a long time, and people, it's been going in one ear and out the other ear. But mark this day on your calendar. Men all over the world are about to rise up, and this is not discrimination, but my African-American men, my brothers, excuse me for one moment, my beautiful black brothers, today is your day I celebrate you. And I don't want you to look at yourself any other way than successfully, because you are successful. Be strong and of good courage, because you are next in line for a miracle. My sisters, move to the front of the line, because you are next in line for a miracle. You know, we have all gone through so many things. And when we learn better, we do better. I made a lot of mistakes in my lifetime. But God turned my mess into a message. And he allowed me to be the ink in his ink pen, where I write inspirational messages of hope to encourage people. And every now and then, I come online live when I am inspired by him, because it's not about me. So when you see me come live, come join me. Because whatever you need, whatever you stand in need of, God is speaking through me to reach you. And transformational healing is yours today. The beginning process of your healing process has begun. So to God be the glory. I love you with the love of God. And I repeat one of the posts when I said, I see greatness in you. And I smile confidently. I see greatness in you. God has given you a great name, and he has given you a great people. So all of my entrepreneurs, woo, yes, get it on. Start that business. If you started and it didn't work, go back. It's going to work this time. To all of you that are waiting to go into ministry, God has called you. I loose you today in the name of Jesus. You don't need no man to tell you what God has told you to do. Many are called, but few are chosen. Get up and do what God has called you to do, because this is your season. We're talking about transformational healing. Do you know that when your mindset changes, that things that were impossible become possible? Because now you tap into a whole nother level of faith, where you believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to The Heartbeat of God. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Be all that you can be, and shine your shine for Jesus. Have a wonderful day.